following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It's the end of August and summer is starting to fade its way into the background, and we've started to feel a little bit, at least a little bit, a chill of fall air. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall. And I got a new part to say to this one, no longer above Alto Forno Restaurant. No, that's not meaning we're moving. It means that Alto Forno Restaurant has had its run, and it will now be replaced by Daniela's Restaurant. Yep, that's right. The Daniela's that you've grown to love and enjoy across from McKinnon's Meat Market will still remain Daniela's Cafe across the street. But Daniela's Restaurant will open up underneath Friedman Financial beginning in October. And I am very excited for that. They're going to be open for both lunch and dinner. Daniela Mamola made the announcement earlier this week. And they are doing some refacing downstairs, a little bit of a facelift. I think you're going to love what you see down there. So come up and visit us if you're downstairs having lunch at Daniela's. They plan to open sometime in October. So I'm very excited for that. Anyways, like I said, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial. And we've been providing financial planning and investment management advice since 1968 to individuals, families, and small business owners all throughout the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area. My father actually started our firm back then. I was only two. Yeah, but I'm 54 now, so I got a little bit of experience behind me, almost 30 years doing financial planning and investment management advice. I oftentimes have my business partner in studio with me, Marion Gilman, who's been with me almost 20 years. And later in the show today, I hope to invite our certified financial planner, Christian Karcher, who's been with me about 3 years, into the studio to talk about some of the work that he's been doing as a financial planner in our office. You know, one of the things that I have found that people more and more want to talk about these days is whether they're set up properly to achieve the financial goals that they want down the road. You know, we've seen the stock market bounce all over the place. Sure, we saw a drop in March, almost 35% when COVID-19 hit and the threat of it came, and we wondered how bad would things get. And surprisingly, from a stock market standpoint, the stock market has actually returned everything that it's lost and then some in certain areas, not in all areas for sure, but certainly we have learned that what we knew would soon be the way of the world, which is technology, happened a lot quicker than any of us imagined. I mean, our kids, of course, are very happy using Snapchat and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. But all of us, the way we use technology, the way we use Zoom technology, the way we buy things online, the way we do anything in our life right now, all seems to revolve around technology. I mean, who wants to go shopping in a retail store? I mean, you want to get in, you want to get out, but who wants to go schmy around a store and start picking through the racks and looking at stuff and trying things on when you can actually go to some of these online retail operations or even online shopping services, buy stuff, try it on, return it back and forth from the comfort of your own home? Now, that's not what we really imagine. And I don't know that that's necessarily what we'll do in the future. But we've certainly had to do things differently. And I spent this past week, I was down in Martha's Vineyard, and I was doing some reading, and I came across an essay. And I thought I would share this story from an essay because I thought it was really poignant when we think about how we're thinking about life in the new normal. Life in the new normal with COVID-19, whether it's with your money, with your family, with your job, economics, whatever it might be. And so I thought I'd share this with you, and then we can talk about it afterwards. The story goes, years ago, author Emily Pearl Kingsley wrote an essay about raising a child with a disability. It was called Welcome to Holland. And when I read it, I couldn't but help find so many similarities to the unprecedented times we're living in today. And she writes, when you're going to have a baby, it's like you're planning a vacation to Italy. You're all excited. You got a whole bunch of guidebooks. You learn a few phrases so you can get around. And then it comes time to pack your bags and head for the airport. Only when you land, the flight attendant says, welcome to Holland. You look to your right, you look to your left, look at one another in disbelief and shock, saying, Holland? Well, what are you talking about? I signed up for Italy. But then they go on to explain that there's been a change of plan and that you've landed in Holland and there you must stay. But I don't know anything about Holland, you scream. I don't want to stay. But stay you do. And you go out and you buy different guidebooks and you become acquainted with new phrases and you're introduced to people you never knew existed. Now, fortunately, you're not in a bad place, but instead you're simply in a different place. And your plans have changed. It's slower paced, and it requires you to think before taking action. It's less flashy, but after you've been there a little while and you begin to catch your breath, you discover that Holland has windmills, and Holland has tulips, and Holland has Rembrandts. You see, the pain of what couldn't be may never go away, but you learn to accept that pain because the loss of that dream, the loss of that plan is a very, very significant loss to you. And we all know that if we spend our life mourning that we didn't get to go to Italy, we will never be free to enjoy the very special, the very lovely things about Holland. So when I thought about that essay, it made me think about how our lives have changed. Think about what we were planning for at the beginning of the year. Perhaps it was college graduations, a wedding, a family vacation. And all of a sudden, our lives turned upside down. Suddenly, we were spending money differently. Suddenly, we questioned whether our job was stable. Suddenly, we wondered whether we would need to support our children or our parents. Life became different. Life became uncomfortable. We'd get scared when we'd walk into a supermarket or even shudder as we crossed by somebody as we were walking on the street. But then we began to get used to it. And we began to realize the flowers and the plants and the trees and the nature all around us as we began to go and walk our neighborhoods. We began to appreciate the human spirit and how we rise to the occasion with a birthday parade. What's a birthday parade? And it seemed like everybody was doing it. We learned how to cook together. We played games together. Yeah, we watched a lot of TV and probably played a lot of video games together. But it was all of those experiences that we've said to ourselves, I just don't have time for this. And if I did have time, this is what I'd want to do. Well, finally, we have the time. Finally, we have the time. It's become our Welcome to Holland moments. And I think we're finally beginning to appreciate it. And I think we're also seeing through this that there are some of these moments that we don't want to give up. We kind of enjoy them. So one of the things that I've also found is that in these Welcome to Holland moments is people have started to look at their finances a little bit more seriously. And they say, how do I find that financial balance between being able to do what I want to do today but making sure that I don't worry about what I will need in the future? And that examination of our finances from top to bottom, the way we make decisions, how we purchase things, how long we continue to use things, has become a very important discussion with family, and it's also become a very important discussion with us. During today's show today, I'm looking forward to introducing you to Christian Karcher. And Christian Karcher has been with me for 3 years. And he is the one that puts together a lot of the financial plans after I gather a lot of the information from you. He's the one that builds the models. He's the one that digs deeper into trying to figure out where are your points of vulnerability, little things that you could change that you may not have ever thought about. It's an interesting journey, financial planning, and it's one that I look forward to spending time with you on, just like we spend that time with the 450 other families that have been part of Friedman Financial's community. I love doing what I do, but one of the things that's interesting is that nobody is the same. Financial planning is handled differently. Your spending decisions are made differently. The impulses and influences that you have that help you make the decisions that you make come from all different sources. And it's not our job as financial planner to say, oh, you're thinking wrong. No, that's not my job to tell you how to think. What our job is to do is make sure that you understand the implications of the decisions that you're making. Good, bad, or indifferent, we all make mistakes. We all choose wisely and choose poorly. But I want to make sure that you know where everything is and what everything is worth before you ever make a financial decision that could impact your life. You know, many of us are facing the possibility of being laid off from our company because a company might be downsizing. Others who have been laid off are finding employment in other places. They're leaving money behind with their other employer and wondering, what do I do with my 401k? Or they're starting a new job and wondering, how do I participate in my 401k? Should I set up a Roth 401k? Should I set up a traditional 401k? Which health insurance benefit should I select? Should I pay for the insurance? Should I buy dental insurance? Who do I name as beneficiary? You know, in today's world, it's not as traditional as it was 10 or 20 years ago, or even more than that. Oftentimes, we're finding ourselves with a second spouse or a third spouse, with a blended family, having to make different decisions as to what would happen if something happened to us. And I think that's one of the key roles that we play as financial planners, is helping our clients navigate the what-ifs and understand what the implications would be if we left money to this one or put money aside for that one or had to make decisions if one of us wasn't around. Oftentimes, attorneys who are very good at writing up the legal documents are there to help you. They're there to help you to make those decisions happen, to just put them in writing and make it happen. But oftentimes, you're not thinking it through. They're leaving that to you to do because, frankly, if you spent a lot of time thinking it through with your attorney, you'd probably be billed for every 6 minutes of time. When we're working as a financial planner, one of the beauties that we offer to many of our clients is that when you're with us, the clock isn't ticking. You know what your fee is that you're going to be paying us, whether you use a lot of our time or a little bit of our time. You know that you can find the time and the space that's necessary to have that conversation, to have multiple conversations, so that you can feel good, you can feel confident that you're making the right decisions so that the generations that follow, the children that you have, the parents that you're taking care of, are well suited and well cared for by you through your finances and through your well-being and through the confidence that you want to give to them. Before we take a break, I want to remind you about a free newsletter that we put out every single Friday. It's called Planning Pointers. It comes out into your inbox at 10:30 in the morning every Friday. All you need to do to get it is go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the website, put in your name, your email address, and you can actually write a little message to me too. Interestingly, during these times, we are still seeing clients, and actually we're getting a lot of calls from people, and we're actually able to meet a lot of new clients rather efficiently through Zoom technology, through the phone and just trying to get to know one another. You're sending us information. We're reviewing it. We're sending our reports and our analysis to you back and forth through the mail, through email, etc. And soon, someday, we will find the time for us to get together face to face, deliver some of those analyses and those recommendations to you in person, and begin to set your financial plan on its own so that you can feel comfortable and you can feel better about what your financial future will look like. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, more financial planning advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
This is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial. It's not about the money.
We don't need your money. Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall, and now, or soon to be, right above the new Daniela's restaurant, not Alto Forno anymore. Daniela Mamola came out with the announcement this past week saying that Alto, though it served a great purpose and was a fabulous restaurant, was going to shut its doors and reopen, reimagine itself as Daniela's restaurant. What happens to Daniela's in Danvers? People are always asking me. That's going to stay. It's going to be kind of a casual bakery, cafe, simple sandwich and salad kind of place. But if you want to come to the Daniela's restaurant experience, which will be more of a traditional comfort food kind of Italian restaurant, at least that's what I've been told. I've invited Daniela to join us on the radio, but we're going to wait until maybe the week before they open and she'll come on and tell you all about the great things that are going on there. But I'm so excited to be just upstairs from it because, as you many of you well know, I probably have lunch at Daniela's 2 to 3 times a week. And so now I don't even have to drive to Danvers. I can just go downstairs. It's going to be great. We are located upstairs, and we've been here about 3 years at the spot at 41 Cross Street. Friedman Financial has always been located around the elbow of the North Shore Mall. 50-some-odd years we've been here. You know, we were in that red brick building behind, what is over there now? Behind Shaw's Supermarket. And then over, we were in the condos that were behind the post office before that. So we've been here a long time. My father started the firm back in 1968. I joined him in 1991. And here we are, 2020, hard to believe, 29th year doing this. My business partner, Marion Gilman, who many of you have met on this radio show or perhaps have met in person, has been with me 20 years. And in the next segment, I'm going to be bringing on the third financial planner in our office, Christian Karcher, who has been with us about 3 years. And he's doing much of the financial planning support work for us and really getting to know many of our clients and doing an outstanding job. I want him to share with you what the financial planning experience looks like at Friedman Financial. Because, you know, more and more I talk to financial advisors, and look, I'm not quiet about it. Friedman Financial would love to hire more financial planners. If you're a financial planner or you know someone that is a financial planner that might be looking for just a different opportunity, certainly have them reach out to me. But the challenge that we run into is many financial planners call themselves that, but at the end of the day, all they really want to do is manage your investments. They really don't continue to provide advice around insurance, tax planning, your pay stub, your retirement plans, the relationships that you have with your kids. How do you gift money to somebody? How do you prepare for your future? How do you make a decision with Social Security? Which Medicare choices should you take? All of those different things are so critically important. Should you go with a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA? How do you take money out of an account? What's the smartest way to do it? Should I refinance my house? All of those are questions that are so critical to the overall picture of what financial planning looks like. Look, the easiest thing that you can do to prepare for your future, and I've made this very clear to a lot of people, the easiest thing you can do is just commit to putting money aside on a weekly or monthly basis. I'd encourage you not to necessarily stick it in the bank because it's not going to grow. But you buy a collection of mutual funds, buy a balanced fund if you only want to buy one, or a target date fund, and we can explain what all of those things are. And just let it go. And don't worry about what the media says. Don't worry about what the news headlines are. Don't worry about the fact that the stock market went up today or the stock market went down today. You are investing for the long term. That's what we do here at Friedman Financial. We want to make sure that all of the areas within your financial life are being taken care of. And when you come back to visit with us, whether it's in person or something right now, virtual, we want to make sure that we're touching on every component of your financial life, not just, well, how did my account do? How did your account do? You can find that out anywhere. Look, everybody's got an app that allows you to see what your account is doing through any period of time, what your investment account is doing. Don't you want to see what everything in your life is doing? Wouldn't you like to reflect back to see how much money did I have in the bank 2 years ago versus what I have in the bank today? How much money did I have in my 401k versus what I have it today? How many more years left do I have on my term life insurance policy? And do I need to continue to hold this life insurance? How much have I paid off on my mortgage? What kind of debts do I still carry? How much has my income grown over these years? What about inheritances? What about changes in family status or structure? Being able to monitor and measure all of those things are critical parts of what a financial planner does in providing you advice. And we try to do it in a language that you can understand. I want you to think about this. Ask yourself, when you retire, how much money do you think you will need to spend in retirement? I oftentimes ask that question, and most people don't know the answer to that question. Sometimes they think, well, I was making $100,000 a year, so I probably need about $100,000 a year. Well, the truth is, what you made is probably not what you need to spend in retirement. Let's think about this. If you were making $100,000 a year, you've had a lot of deductions coming out of your pay, whether it's money for your 401k, money for federal tax, state tax, FICA tax, Medicare, perhaps UNICEF or life insurance or disability or dental insurance, all these different types of things. I oftentimes find it interesting. Someone will say to me, well, Mark, I need $100,000 because I figure I'm going to have to owe 28% in taxes. Well, one of the big things that we do at Friedman Financial is enlighten you in the easiest way possible with understanding what taxes will look like in your life in retirement. Chances are you will not nearly pay the same types of taxes that you were paying when you were working. So if you were making $100,000 and you netted around $72,000 or $6,000 a month, you don't need to make $100,000 in retirement to net $72,000, I mean, $6,000 or $72,000 a year. You don't need to do that. Because one of the things that people don't realize is when you're retired, if you're not earning money and you're just drawing dollars from your IRA or your investment account, you're not paying FICA tax anymore. You're not having to put money into your 401k. Yeah, you'll probably owe state and federal taxes, depending upon the state that you live in, of course. But your tax liability could be significantly less. Think about this. If your employer paid you a $10,000 bonus, nice. I mean, if your employer paid you a $10,000 bonus, let's just say you got a $10,000 bonus. You probably know that the tax liability on that would be pretty steep. And you probably walk away with, say, $6,000 or $7,000, right? You have to pay probably close to 30% in taxes because you'd have to pay federal, state, FICA, probably 30, 35%. Maybe you walk away on a $10,000 bonus with $6,500. But now you're retired and you say, you know, I need $10,000. I want to take $10,000 out of your account. Well, if you took $10,000 from the bank, do you know that you wouldn't owe any taxes on it? If you took money out of your IRA, the $10,000, you'd owe federal and state taxes on it. The rate might be different because it would be dependent upon everything else in your life. But if you pulled it out of a personal investment account, an account where maybe you have stocks and bonds and it's not owned in an IRA but owned personally, the taxes that you'd have to pay on that would be far less. Maybe the top rate of 20% federal capital gains tax, but maybe even less than that. How will you know the right way to do it? One of the things that we've invested in at Friedman Financial is a tax planning piece of software where what we do is we take your tax return that you've maybe produced through TurboTax or maybe through your accountant or whatever. It's just the federal tax return, estate tax return too. I scan it into my system and our software reviews the entire tax return and it comes back with a report that says, here are some things that you could have done to save yourself some tax money. You know, I look at that and I say, well, thank you very much, but I've already filed my taxes for the year. But it also gives us some perspective on here's what we can do differently for the year to follow. So maybe we can make smarter decisions on how we draw money out of our accounts. That is an idea that many people don't have the opportunity to consider. And it's something that we love putting in front of you. We've helped our clients save so much money on making smarter decisions on where they take their money in retirement. And that's part of the overall work that we do at Friedman Financial to give you financial advice in a language you can understand. Picking the investments, whether they're large cap, small cap, mid cap, whatever it might be, it's important. You got to have the right allocation. But making smart decisions in today's world, knowing where to draw money, knowing the taxes, knowing the right taxes to pay, being thoughtful about where you take money from, that's really where we can shine for you. Frankly, that's where you get your money's worth. So here's a piece of advice from an investment perspective that is rational advice during emotional times. If you look at your investment statement right now, if you got your August one's probably going to come soon and you're going to be delighted with what that looks like. But even just pull out your July statement and you're going to see that, oh my goodness, you've made back much of what you had lost back probably in March, February, and April. But what's interesting is that there's probably one or two parts of your portfolio that have done exceptionally well, probably better than you ever imagined, and others that are still struggling, but they'll likely do better in the future. The area that has done exceptionally well is an asset class called the large cap growth asset class. It's generally built around a lot of technology companies right now. And as you well know, stocks like Tesla and Microsoft and Apple and Amazon have all done so, so well that it's really pushed that asset class of the market up high. Now, I'm not saying you want to abandon that asset class, but smart, rational thinking says, oh my gosh, if I wanted to have 20% of my money in large cap growth, and today it's worth 30% of my portfolio, I should remove 10%, a portion of that growth, and reallocate it to the other asset classes that I haven't done so well recently. Because what I do know, what we've learned as we go back as far back as time in measuring the stock market, is that there is no one asset class that leads all the time. Each one of them has their chance to lead. And if you're not buying low and selling a portion of what's made money at a higher place, you're missing out on an opportunity. That's rational advice during emotional times. Many people see some of these stocks or their mutual funds that are doing really well and saying, why aren't I just putting all of my money there? That, my friends, is the largest mistake, the most significant mistake that you will make in investing if you chase better returns. We need to be rational. I try to give you financial advice in a language you can understand each and every Sunday here on Dollars and Cents. I want to remind you again about our free weekly newsletter. It comes out every Friday, 10:30 in the morning, lands in your inbox. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address. You can leave us a message if you want. If you want to schedule a free initial consultation, you want to just get to know us, you want to share your story, you want to compare or get a second opinion about what you're doing right now, now is a great time to reach out to us. We're here in the heart of the year of 2020. Once we start hitting November and December, it gets to be crunch time. Let's do the planning now. You've got some time on your hands. It's heading into the fall. It's a great opportunity to get your financial house in order. We're ready for you. I look forward to talking with you. But for now, we got to take a quick break. And when we get back on the other side, I'm going to have Christian Karcher, our certified financial planner in the office, joining us and sharing some of the work that he's doing to help our clients make better financial decisions. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall, and just above the soon-to-be Daniela's restaurant. Alto Forno has had its swan song, and it was a great restaurant while it lasted, but it's time to bring in a new concept right down below us. Daniela's restaurant is coming, and I can't wait because they're going to be open for lunch. And so just everyone always asks, does that mean that Daniela's across from McKinnon's is closing? No, it is not. It'll remain a bakery, cafe, casual kind of place. This will be more of a traditional restaurant. More comfort foods, stuff that you're going to enjoy, and they're going to be open for lunch and dinner. So I'm sure if you're in the neighborhood, you'll certainly see me around because I spend a lot of time eating at Daniela's in Danvers. So I'll certainly be eating a lot more downstairs. And hey, come up and visit if you're in the neighborhood. But speaking about visitors, we have one in studio today. Christian Karcher, who's been with me almost 3 years now. Has it been 3 years?
It has been 3 years, yes.
Yeah, he's been with me 3 years. Christian earned his certified financial planning designation. And Christian now does much of the financial planning work for our clients in the office. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Well, yeah, we got such great feedback about how great you've been on the radio and all of your energy and all of your enthusiasm. So we're excited to bring you back. Now, I know you've been pretty busy in the office. Financial plans have really started to pick up here, haven't they?
That's right. I mean, now that the pandemic is over, I think a lot of people have...
Pandemic's over?
Well, not the pandemic's over.
Oh my God, I thought the pandemic...
People have gotten more used to our current lifestyle. And so they're more willing to kind of go out and maybe start talking about some of these things that they've had time to kind of review and think about over the past few months. And it seems like a lot of people are willing to take the next step in taking a look at their financial plans and making sure everything they have in their financial house is in order.
Yeah. And I mean, it has been a great time over the summer. We are certainly spending a lot of time at home and there's no question about it. And people are starting to gather all of their stuff. You know, when you talk about gathering the stuff, I think oftentimes people think about, well, I want to grab my investment statements and share that with a financial planner. But we collect far more than investment statements, don't we?
We sure do. We've got a checklist that's about 15 or 16 items long, and there's kind of some sub points there. But everything from tax returns to pay stubs, insurance statements, mortgage statements, car loans, anything you can imagine that has to do with money or insurance, we collect that for a financial plan.
Yeah, and we try to provide advice in all the areas, right? I mean, we're not selling automobile insurance or homeowners insurance or anything like that, but we are looking at clients' overall financial situation, trying to give them a perspective of some changes that they could make to make their lives a little simpler and a little easier. What are some of the things that you're seeing as we do these financial plans? Is there any recurring themes, or is anything that's jumping out to you that you're saying you've been looking at?
Particularly lately, one thing that I've definitely noticed is reviewing people's mortgages and the various loans that they have. Interest rates are way down since the pandemic because the Fed has cut interest rates. And a lot of people who were told, you know, now is the perfect time to refinance 5 years ago. Well, 5 years ago, it was the perfect time to refinance. But interest rates on a 30-year mortgage have dropped a full percentage point even further than that. So we have a lot of people coming in who haven't really thought about mortgages at all in 5-10 years, and they're surprised to find out that if they look into refinancing, they could get 1 or 1.5% less interest on their mortgage.
Yeah, and when they're looking at those mortgages, you know, they go to a mortgage broker, they go to the bank, and they find out, oh my goodness, I could drop my payment even further. However, when they drop their payment, they're adding more years to their mortgage too, aren't they?
They sure are.
So one of the things that we're bringing to their attention is a different strategy, a way for them to actually pay the same amount, but not pay more years on their mortgage, right? I mean, they're you know, instead of it being a 30-year mortgage, let's say they were paying $2,000 a month that they started paying 5 years ago, maybe they could get another mortgage that could drop their mortgage down to say $1,800 or $1,700 a month. But they'd make that mortgage last another 30 years. But at the present time, there's only 25 years left, right?
Right.
And so, I mean, that's a strategy that we're presenting to people.
Right. And I think each situation is different. So, I mean, there are people who got a mortgage 10 years ago have 20 years left on a 30-year mortgage. And if they refinance today to a 15-year mortgage, their payment would be almost identical and they can cut 5 years off the end. So we look at each mortgage kind of in its own light and figure out what makes the most sense for the client. And if the client has the cash flow, we have some people who are paying extra on mortgages. And we're saying, well, if you're paying extra on the mortgage, we can really knock the interest rate down as well if you wanted to refinance. So we're just helping people explore all those different options. And it seems to be an area where a lot of people are finding a lot of value lately.
Yeah. And so I listened to your story and I'm thinking to myself, if I'm a person listening to this show, I'm thinking, wait a second, a financial planner does that? I thought mortgage brokers only did that kind of analysis work of looking at a mortgage.
Right.
But financial planners do that work. It's all part of the work that we do, right?
That's right. I mean, we're not the ones underwriting or doing any of the paperwork, but we definitely take a look at all those scenarios. The same situation goes with tax planning. It's another thing that we take a look at. We're not out there giving tax advice, but we can definitely take a look at someone's taxes and find things that might be able to be taken advantage of or some things that your accountant might have missed. And so just having another set of eyes is something that we provide in all of that financial planning. And I think it's something that our clients really appreciate and something where they can immediately see, okay, wow, you just saved me $5,000 on my mortgage interest over the next few years.
Yeah. And I think what's kind of interesting is that many people think they have to pay extra for that service. And for most of our clients, you're paying us the same thing that you're paying for the financial advisor that you're working with now. But what you get in addition to all of the money management is all of this financial service, this financial planning advice that we deliver.
Right. I mean, each time we have a client coming in, so it's not just the first financial plan we're talking about, but each year when our clients are coming in for the reviews, we're taking a look at all this. We've got all of their information in our financial planning software. We make sure it's up to date, and then we start looking at it for new opportunities, something such as the mortgages. Mm-hmm. Things change in the world. And you can't just have a financial plan that you set up 10 years ago and you're sticking to it and not really making any changes. As tax laws change, as mortgage rates change, as investment outlooks change, things need to change in your financial plan as well. And that's something that we do on a daily basis here with all of our clients.
Yeah, I know you talked about some of this tax planning stuff that we're doing, the tax reviews, because our clients that are part of our firm, we ask them to send us a copy of their tax return each year. And we don't do taxes, right? We don't prepare taxes. You can use whatever tax accountant or H&R Block service, whatever else that you want. But we do want a copy of your taxes so that we can review it and provide a second opinion. And I know one of our clients was very, very happy with you because you helped him save almost $5,000 in taxes, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was on an investment that he owned, and the accountant didn't know what its cost basis was. So they didn't know what he had paid for this investment. And it turned out he didn't actually have to pay taxes on any of the amount of money that he had created from this investment. But the accountant didn't know that. And so when they had done his taxes, they said, okay, this is $50,000 of earned income. And it turned out that actually that wasn't earned income for him. So when I was reviewing his tax return, I was able to see that on his tax return and say, well, this is a bit of a red flag. We reached out to the accountant. We got them to redo the tax return and saved our client a bit of money.
Yeah. And the accountant, frankly, was very appreciative of it. I mean, we weren't looking to say that this account was a bad accountant or anything like that. Everyone makes these mistakes. They review hundreds, if not thousands of tax returns. I mean, think of all of the paperwork that you gather and drop off to your accountant. Multiply that times 1,000 or 600 that they're trying to do in a very short period of time. Yes, it was expanded out a little bit this year because of the pandemic, but they're doing the very best they can. Having that second set of eyes, the accountant was thrilled that you had found this by using our tax planning software. Yep. They were happy to reissue the tax return, get the client the refund. But that's the type of work that we're doing on your behalf that goes beyond just deciding whether you should have 20% large cap growth and 30% small cap value.
That's right.
I mean, it's important stuff. What else are you seeing that's going on?
So one of the other areas we often look at is estate planning. So we want to make sure that all of our clients have their estate planning documents in order. And what I would say is about, 75% of the people that come to us have some sort of estate planning document. Whether it's 20 years old or not is another question.
What are some of the things you might find in an estate planning document?
So just the basic package is usually a will, which is almost everyone knows what a will is. It's who you're giving your assets to when you die. A power of attorney allows someone to act on your behalf. A healthcare proxy helps make any healthcare decisions for you if you're unable to do that. But one of the things that we often see people have not done is place a homestead declaration on their primary residence.
Hmm. And those are important factors to try to protect your assets, especially if the well spouse, let's say there's two of you living in a house, one of you needs to go to a nursing home, needs to go to a treatment facility, and the well spouse that stays home doesn't have to run the risk of being kicked out of their home.
That's
right. No one can go after that asset.
Right. And that's what the homestead declaration is all about. And the worst part about people not doing it is it's so easy to do in the first place.
It's like a $35 filing fee or something.
Yes.
That's it.
And that's it. And you have just protected all of the equity in your, well, not all of, depending on the size of your home, but a good portion of the equity of your home from any sort of creditors down the line. And it costs you $35 and maybe a couple hours in the afternoon to head down to wherever you have to file it.
Yeah, but those are some of, I call those the treasure chest items that we do when we're putting together a financial plan. You know, When you're trying to gather all of this information, the first thing that you're trying to do is build that net worth statement, right?
That's right.
And so as you go through trying to build that net worth statement, what is it that you're looking for when you're putting in those data points? Are there registrations? Who owns what? Try to walk me through that.
Right. So when we're putting all of the stuff together for a net worth statement, we have to figure out, like you said, who owns what? So individual retirement accounts are in one client's name. But if you have a joint account, that's in both of your names. If you have a trust, it kind of depends on how the trust is set up. So we try to look at all of that when we're creating that net worth statement and make sure everything is registered properly. Especially with estate planning documents, sometimes we'll see clients who give us a big trust document and we're like, okay, they've got a trust. And then we look at all of their assets and absolutely nothing is titled in the name of the trust. And essentially the trust is useless because they got all these documents from their estate planning attorney, but they were never told how to actually
utilize and
use the trust.
We see that happen a lot is they'll work with an estate planning attorney and then they'll have these trust documents drafted, yet the attorney isn't responsible for funding the trust. You have to take that trust document and actually re-register the name of your investment accounts in the name of the trust.
Right.
But you don't want to rename assets that shouldn't be renamed, like a retirement account. You don't want to make that mistake. So we walk you through that process. We help you through it. And that's what we call financial advice in a language you can understand. It's what we do every day at Friedman Financial. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning needs, I'd encourage you to give us a call. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us on the web, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. When we get back, we're going to have Christian tell us a little bit more about some of the financial planning work that we're doing. We're going to kind of walk through a few scenarios. And I hope you'll join us. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
What if you could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning? That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and experience to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above. Someplace different. Not Alto Forno Restaurant anymore. The sign went up. It is now Daniela's Restaurant. Hopefully, it will be opening in October, and I can't wait to try it out. They'll be opening both for lunch and for dinner. Just in case you're worried, that first of all, yes, it is the Daniela's that you connected to the Daniela's that you're familiar with across from the McKinnon Street, McKinnon's Market. But that Daniela's is staying. It's not going anywhere. It's going to remain a casual place to go grab something to eat, cafe, bakery. But Daniela's Restaurant on 41 Cross Street, right underneath me, will be your more traditional Italian restaurant, and you're going to love it. Daniela and Dan Mamola are so excited to open up this new concept to all of you, and I can't wait to be one of the first people downstairs to have lunch there, have dinner there, and probably spend a lot of time and money downstairs. So we're looking forward to that. Anyways, we are here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand, and I'm joined this morning by our certified financial planner professional, Christian Karcher. Christian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Christian, like I said, has been with us about 3 years. He works with Marion and I, and you've heard Marion on the radio show here many times. But Christian focuses a lot on the financial planning work that's necessary to making sure that we're monitoring and measuring what matters most in your life. All of the pieces. Everything from insurance to pay stubs to taxes to investments to the way you register your accounts, making sure that you're making smart decisions when it comes to major financial issues in your life. So, Christian, I mean, what are some of the things that you're seeing out there recently? Anything that's been popping up? Because I know you've been doing a lot of financial plans lately.
Right. I have been doing a lot of financial plans. Well, in this the previous segment, we covered a lot of the different financial planning points. But one of the things we didn't talk about is investments at all. And lately, one of the things that I've been seeing a lot of is people with concentrated stock positions. That is a stock position where you own a single stock, call it Apple, and you own a lot of it. So obviously, in the last 6 months, the stock market has changed significantly where there are some stocks that are doing super, super well and some that are not doing so well. And so some of those stocks that are doing well, something like Apple, which has just exploded over the past 9 months, if you owned a significant position in that stock, it has now blown up to an even larger portion of your portfolio. So it's something that was maybe 6% of all of your assets is now 12 or 18% of all your assets. And that's when we start having a little red flag go up as financial planners. Because when we're looking at an investment portfolio, not only are we looking at driving performance, but we're also wondering, okay, what risks are we taking here? And having a lot of your portfolio, more than 10% of your portfolio in a single stock can be incredibly risky.
Yeah, we've talked about people remember companies like Enron and Kodak and Polaroid and GE And the companies go on and on and on. Companies that you said, these are the bellwether companies. Look what people thought about GE. Years ago, people said, why would I even own a mutual fund? GE is a mutual fund all into itself. It owns consumer good products. It owns engineering products. It owns so many different things, aeronautical parts, everything. Why would I own anything? Financial services. Why would I own anything but GE? And we've learned that you cannot expect one stock to be the end all for you. It is extraordinarily risky.
That's right. And when we're looking at financial plans, our number one goal isn't necessarily to make as much money as humanly possible. Our number one goal is to make sure our clients' goals and retirement living expenses are going to continue until they're 100 or 100 plus. And so when we look at a stock being 20% of an account value, we're saying we are taking an enormous amount of risk here that could impact our ability for you to meet your goals when you're 75, 80, 90, and 100 years old.
And so in all honesty, though, not that many of our clients own individual stocks. Most of our clients own mutual funds, or they own index funds, or they own what are called exchange-traded funds. Mm-hmm. So there are stocks within those mutual funds, and there are certain what we call asset classes. You've heard the term large growth, large value, small growth, all of those things. There are certain asset classes that have done so much better than all of the other asset classes that it's making the comments that you see on television that the S&P 500 is up, you know, has actually gone on to its all-time highs, even after just a 35% pullback in March of this year. It's making it deceiving for many of our clients to think, oh, my entire portfolio is now back at an all-time high when it's not. Right?
That's right. I mean, so a big portion of the driving factor of the market right now is the growth side of things. So these are your big tech companies are kind of the bellwether for this group. And they've been doing very well. We're all at home. We're all using technology. We're all ordering from Amazon. These are the companies that are doing very well. Meanwhile, some of the other companies in the value side of things are still struggling. These are retailers, more brick and mortar retailers, not just Amazon, but you know, energy companies, they're still having some trouble. So we have this kind of lopsidedness in the market. And this is a great time to take a look at your allocation and see if it has been skewed by this. So if you have if your growth side of your investments has grown significantly over the past 6 months, while your value side has not done so well, it might be a good time to try to rebalance those and make your asset allocation a little bit more even. So we're going to sell while the growth is getting high and buy something that is still down.
No, but when you say sell, it doesn't mean sell out.
Correct.
It means sell some.
Right. Sell some of the gain and put it in an area that has had more issues in the past.
Or had lesser performance or whatever.
Lesser performance, yes.
Whatever it might have been. You know, interestingly, we are finding when the market's doing well, people come out of the woodwork. People that have just been CD or bank investors saying, oh, now I'd like to buy this stock or that stock. And we're actually seeing something happen that happened this week, and perhaps many of our listeners are in the same boat. Many people who are depositors at Eastern Bank got a letter this week, didn't they?
They should.
And that letter said, hey, we are planning to go public, and you as a depositor at the bank have the opportunity to buy shares. And the phone started ringing here at the office asking us, should we buy Eastern Bank stock? Now, I don't care whether you're Eastern Bank, your Tesla, or your Buffalo Wild Wings. The first question you have to ask yourself is, am I willing to lose all of my money? Because when you buy an individual stock, as much as Eastern Bank, Bank of America, whatever, I mean, those banks, some banks exist, some banks go up, they go down, they thrive, some fail. But are you willing to take the risk? And buying an individual stock is far riskier than buying buying a mutual fund that owns a collection of stocks. So am I encouraging our clients or even people who are listening to the show to say, hey, sign up for the offer that Eastern Bank has put out to you to buy shares of Eastern Bank stock? Absolutely not. I would never give you advice to do that on the radio unless I knew your overall financial situation.
Right. That, I mean, there are some clients who are willing to take that kind of risk and some clients that aren't. And I think there are a lot of people who might be getting that letter who aren't really thinking about what the implication of making an investment like that would be. And I think that's the step number one, is you have to think about, are you willing to lose all of this? Do you understand that it can all be lost?
And also, how much do you hope to make from it?
Right.
I mean, I think you could buy, I don't know what it was, 25 shares was the minimum that you could buy of these shares. At $10 a share, that's $2,500. Are you expecting that $2,500 to grow to $250,000? Probably not. I mean, no, it's not going to go like that. Maybe it will grow to 3,000, or maybe it'll drop to 2,000 or 15. I mean, it's going to, how much do you want to move? If you invest $2,500 in a stock and it grows by 10%, that brings you now to $2,750. And you might say, oh, I only made 250 bucks. That's not a lot. Well, that's still 10%. So we have to put things into perspective. Is it worth setting up another separate investment account to buy shares of a stock for which will represent a small amount of money that you really have no control over and have an unknown risk? I mean, I don't know if you have any opinions, Christian, on the financial services industry right now. I mean, we're the market, we are sitting here at interest rates at an all-time low.
Right.
I mean, are banks in a position to be making money right now?
Well, I mean, the banking industry has changed a lot lately. I mean, as everyone kind of knows, a lot more of their revenue is now being generated from the fees and things that they're able to charge on accounts. And that can change very quickly. I mean, if you start charging too much in fees, you start losing your deposit. So, I mean, I'm not an expert in the banking sector, but it seems really difficult for banks to continue to increase their revenues while interest rates are where they are.
Yeah, I mean, historically, banks have made their money on the spread,
right,
between the amount, the interest rate that they use to lend money versus what they pay to depositors. So let's say back in the day, you could get a mortgage at 9% and money market rates were paying 5%. That means banks were making 4%, the spread. So right now, mortgages right now are at what, 2.5?
Maybe three.
Maybe three. And what can you get at the bank if you deposit your money into a CD? Maybe half or zero. So that's where the difference between those numbers is where the bank is making money. And it's really tight. Yep. And so where they have to make their money is on fees. They have to actually make money on your financial incompetence. That's where banks are making money. They're counting on you to bounce checks.
Yep.
They're counting on you to overdraft. They're counting on you to take money out of other ATMs so that they can collect fees from you to pull money. The banks are counting on that because that's how they're making money.
That's right.
So I would be very careful and cautious if anybody went to solicit you to buy an individual stock, certainly in the banking sector or in any sector for that matter. You have to be careful. Sit down with a certified financial planner. Let's look at the whole situation. Let's look at everything in your financial life rather than being impulsive. We try to provide rational advice during emotional times. And we also try to provide financial advice in a language you can understand. We're up against the clock. So we've got to get out of here. I want to remind you that if now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, please give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. We've got to get out of here. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor
sponsor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.